Good morning, I'm Alice.
And I'm Lewis. Welcome to UK Business Morning.
Today we're taking a closer look at General Motors and how their profits are being impacted by US tariffs.
Right, and while they're seeing a recovery in their Chinese business and strong EV sales, the numbers are still down.
Exactly, let me break it down. In the second quarter, GM reported adjusted earnings of $3 billion before interest and tax, which is down 32% year on year.
Wow, that's quite a drop. And their revenues were also down, right?
Yes, revenues decreased by 1.8% to $47 billion.
And their adjusted operating profits were slightly higher than what analysts expected.
That's right, they were just a bit above the average analyst estimate for $2.8 billion, according to S&P Capital IQ.
So, what's the main reason for this decline?
Well, the US carmaker has been very clear. They're pointing to the tariffs imposed by President Donald Trump, specifically the 25% tariff on imports of foreign-made cars.
Ah, I see. And these tariffs are adding up, right?
Absolutely. GM has warned that the tariff exposure could be as high as $5 billion. The shares were down over 7% in afternoon trading in New York yesterday.
That's a significant hit. But the company is forecasting some relief, isn't it?
Yes, the CFO, Paul Jacobson, said that the tariff costs should decline over time as bilateral trade deals emerge and their production and sourcing adjustments are implemented.
So they're optimistic about future adjustments.
That's right, but for now they're still highly exposed, especially with manufacturing in South Korea, Mexico, and Canada.
And it's not just GM. Other automakers are feeling the pressure too.
Exactly. Stellantis warned of a net loss of €2.3 billion for the first half, and Volvo Cars reported its first operating loss since its 2021 listing.
That's quite a big claim, right? The impact is really widespread.
It definitely seems to be. Let's not forget, for the April to June quarter, GM had tariff costs of $1.1 billion, but they're on track to mitigate 30% of those costs.
So, even though the tariffs are hurting, they're finding ways to offset some of the damage.
Yes, but it's still affecting their adjusted automotive free cash flow, which dropped 47% during the 3 months.
That's a big fall, but there are some positive signs as well, aren't there?
Definitely, their business in China is showing signs of recovery. Net revenue there rose 30% to $6.1 billion in the second quarter.
That's a significant increase, and their electric vehicles are also doing well.
Yes, sales of battery-powered vehicles jumped 111% to 46,280 units. That's despite a broader slowdown in EV growth as Trump ends policies favorable to electric cars.
Wow, that is so cool. So, GM is managing to hold its own in the EV market.
Indeed, their market share in the US for EVs has reached 16%. They're also investing heavily to establish cost-competitive battery supply chains in North America.
And what does the CEO have to say about this?
Mary Barra said on the earnings call that she believes the EV market will grow over time and that their investments are focused on improving profitability on EVs.
That's a strong message of confidence. But what about their future plans?
GM is planning to invest $4 billion in US assembly plants to add 300,000 units of capacity. Production is expected to start in 2027.
That's a big investment for the future. And the company is still sticking to its guidance for annual adjusted operating profit.
Yes, they're maintaining their guidance for annual adjusted operating profit of $10 to $12.5 billion.
Thanks for that, Alice. So, while the current tariffs are a challenge, GM is making moves to adapt and grow.
Absolutely, and with their focus on EVs and production adjustments, they're trying to position themselves for the long term.
That's a wrap for today's episode of UK Business Morning.
We'll be back tomorrow with more in-depth analysis of the business world.
Stay tuned and keep your engines running.
Goodbye.